You are about to listen to the statement by Ecuador before the 15th session of the Assembly of States Parties to the International Criminal Court, held in The Hague, the Netherlands, from the 16th to the 24th of November 2016. This statement is part of the general debate at the plenary meetings held on November 16th, 2016, and was recorded from the English Simultaneous Interpretation Channel.
To agreements that the SMO loan level proposed for the CDF. said we will be seeing the implementation of the one core principle. And the basic science and approach, these are really useful tools as we seek to move towards this objective. President Ecuador is very pleased with this now very modern program process of the court, and this is something that has been possible thanks to the contribution of all the members of the ICC. We also welcome that the court's intention to identify all of the existing resources in the 2016 budget to cover the cost of about $1.75 million, which would be covered by the payments made by the 65 state parties in the single payment system. Now, here we would also like to focus on the budget for maintenance of the public headquarters. And this is something that's been addressed within the working group on governance and perhaps on this level of what's going on in the subsidiary bodies of the court. This will require, of course, technical advice from the CBF. And we would also like to state that that any decision that has to do with the potential credit line of $8 million that the Secretary of the Court has been asking for in order to cover liquidity issues should be taken up by the Assembly of State Parties itself, given the potential systematic ramifications that such an issue might have for the entire organization. I would also like to refer to the cases that have been referred to the court by the UN Security Council. The total amount of volunteering is nearly €55 million to date. Now, although such situations are provided for in Article 13 of the Rome Statute, it is also true that these additional cases generate a huge workload and they needed to assign the court's resources to address these needs. And yet, for those that have referred the court since the period, these cases to the court have not provided any matching funds. The proposal presented by the vice presidents of the A group for the Assembly of States Parties to improve the working methods of the subsidiary bodies of the VRO and the Assembly have certainly warranted our support because we believe that this will help make all of our work much more efficient. However, we do regret the fact that this proposal was not supported strongly enough with the work by the working group in New York. And what this means is that the A working group must continue to insist on this proposal. State Federal Court also means that we must approve the Kampala Amendments. This is what many delegations have already referred to. And what it takes on the fact that 36 parties have already adopted and ratified these amendments and that they will be entering into force in January 2017. In our constitution, in fact, we have a reference to actions and crimes aggression, but such crimes will have no statute of limitations. At the same time, we have to strengthen those mechanisms that will enhance cooperation in the international community and contributions to the just fund for victims. This fund, in fact, supports the work of the court because it refers to something that is parcel of justice, i.e., providing protection and reparations to the victims of the crimes that are set forth in the Rome Statute. Lastly, the delegation would like to contribute to the prosecutor's office in focusing on the special set of policies for the children. This is something that we believe is very important. Especially when it comes to the vulnerable nature of these groups. Thank you very much for your attention.
You have just listened to the statement by Ecuador before the 15th session of the Assembly of States Parties to the International Criminal Court. This program was recorded by Radio Nizco on November 16th and produced at our studios in Belgium on November 30th, 2016.